Hold tight to your vision. Yes, 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 and yes. Welcome to our organization today, our broadcast from the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. Our vision is that we are a globally focused mission, a globally focused ministry, and a community that reaches out and gathers people from all over the world to be involved in our broadcast, to be involved in our classes, to be in our discussion groups and such. We recognize you for who you are, and we are here to provide to you and for you that which you're seeking for personal transformation and for growth, spiritual growth. You see, we believe that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. And you're that opportunity. And so it is. Now, because we recognize that life itself is appearing as you and in you, that spirit, God, the infinite, whatever words you want to use on that, is appearing in you, as you, through you, and showing up in life according to who and what you really are, then we can only celebrate you. We celebrate your individuality. Oneness does not mean sameness. Oneness means creating and expressing your uniqueness at its highest and best version of yourself. And so we support you in that. We celebrate you in that. Whoever you are, whatever your identifications, however you identify yourself sexually, ethnically, racially, or any other lead that you want to put on it, we celebrate you. We're glad you're here. We're glad you're with us. Who are we? We are a center with a vision for the future that includes both international and individual meeting spaces for people all over. The first ones will be happening here in Atlanta, but there are others planned as well. So our vision is to move forward into the new normal, to create the new normal for ourselves and for those who wish to participate with us. We do this based on our Declaration of Principles, based on the principles for which we stand. And this is what they say. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. And so now we'll hear from our practitioner of the day. A practitioner is someone who has trained in the teachings of science and mind and is ready to do this work for herself as well as anyone else. And today our practitioner is Norma Roberts. Hello, Norma.
Good morning and happy 4th of July to everyone. Today I'd like to share with you something that I read from 365 Science of Mind. It's a terrific book. But I'd just like to share this reading with you. It says, everything is continually being recreated. Spirit is forever making all things new. Today is a time to prove to ourselves that it knows how to bring right things past for us. Let us confidently affirm the divine presence and actually believe that it is guiding us as we consciously bring a problem we're facing into our thought. Not as a problem, but as thought, we are receiving the answer. And we are saying, I believe that divine intelligence, which is the mind of God, is guiding, guarding, and directing my thoughts and action. I believe that God already knows the answer to this particular problem. Therefore, I'm letting go of the problem, and I'm listening to the answer as though it were sure. The answer to this problem exists in the mind of God and is revealed to my mind now. There's something in me that knows what to do. I joyfully accept its guidance. I'm open to new ideas, new hopes, and new aspirations. This, which so recently seemed a problem, no longer exists. For the mind of God, which knows the answer, is quietly flowing through my thought and feeling. Great peace and joy comes over me as I accept this answer from the giver of all life. That reading allowed me to drop some thoughts that had kept me perplexed, but I'm hoping that it has the same effect with you. And now I'm asking you to join me in treatment by just relaxing. Close your eyes if you like. Just be with me in consciousness as I read this in the first person. There is but one life. That life is God. That life is whole, perfect, and complete. And that life is my life right now. God in me is the same God that is the creator of the universe. Therefore, I accept that I am the self-evident expression of God. I delight in knowing spirit as I am one, and I rejoice in the freedom of choice that I am offered and used. As I move through this day with peace, poise, and power, I accept what is before me to be done in this day. Spirit seeing it as an opportunity provided by the all-loving, ever-present goodness of God. I welcome each moment of my day knowing that my beliefs and my radiant feelings of gratitude for the moment creates my demonstration. With a loving consciousness today, I choose, accept, and celebrate life, love, light, peace, power, beauty, and joy as my experience. I believe and accept whatever is next for me is the perfect occasion to bless my world with the full sharing of my talent, knowledge, and skill. Everything I do today is accomplished with certainty that spirit within is guiding me to a higher expression of itself. Today and from this moment on, I celebrate my freedom, which I recognize as a quality of mine. I affirm that I am living a perfect life right now, out picturing the divine idea that I am. I refuse to entertain, even momentarily, any idea that would contradict my state of perfect harmony. I am poised, patient, and positive as divine blessings unfold in my life. I am made free by truth as I realize whatever I require is already provided by my source. I believe I am deserving of every good thing. I am worthy of every good thing. Therefore, right here and right now, I welcome perfect health as my physical body, abundant wealth as my finances, joyous, loving, and free personal relationships, and ever-expanding creative self-expression. I release any attachments to outcome, allowing my day to flow from a place of trust, love, and peace. With deepest gratitude, I accept the spiritual truth and I release my word into the infinite law of mind, knowing it is already so. As together we say, and so it is.
I am free. Right where I am, a piece of the puzzle, a part of the plan. I am free. I cleaned up my debt. I take time to accept all the beauty around me. I won't walk like a slave today, chained to my regret, my past and my future fate. I forgive, I won't forget that I am free in the truth of each moment, by the love heaven sent in my heart. I believe that I am free, with bird song in the morning, bright light from the sun, the moon. I feel the wind, the sand, the sea. I won't talk like a slave today, suffering to survive my past and my future fate. I find myself alive, but I am free, right where I am, a piece of the puzzle, a part of the plan. I am free, I follow my breath, mindful with each step along this curious journey. I won't walk like a slave today, chained to my regret, my past and my future fate. I forgive, I won't forget that I am free. I am free.
That is a truth. We hold these truths as our title today, and we're going to be talking about some of those truths. However, I have a question for you first. In fact, today may be more about questions and answers as we dive into this idea that we are pulled by our vision. It is our theme for the month. We've been working towards this now for a couple of months, actually. Last month, we talked about our soul's vision, and now we're getting to the what is my vision, what is our vision, what is our collective vision for now and for the future. And a vision like that always has to start from somewhere, and it starts from, first of all, the answer to this question: do you know who you are? Whatever smarty pants response may come up to that for you as you hear it in your mind, or to the person you're sitting next to on the couch, take a moment to step beyond that immediate response. Go to a deeper immediate response. Do you know who you are? Now, dead time and silence on a broadcast like this is considered suicide, but I'm giving you a little of that so that you have time to think. Because how you answer that question is one of the most important thoughts and ideas that you can ever have. And if you're answering it from the worldview of, I'm a man, a woman, a child, I'm gay, straight, green or purple, whatever that external answer, I'm more interested in the internal answer. Who are you really underneath that? I'm a guy who's excited to have some good things to say. I'm a guy who is amazed that I'm sitting in this place at this time, considering where I started many years ago. And I've always said that if people understood who we are, and we understood who we are from the perspective of new thought, from the perspective of a philosophy of oneness, that so many of the problems and the ills in our world would be taken care of. They would simply no longer be a reason for them to exist. The Science of Mind answers this question of who am I from the standpoint of who we are in relationship to the infinite, in relationship to all that is. And whether we're looking at that through the eyes of spirituality, where we would say you are one individual expression, example of an infinite power, an infinite love, an infinite creative source, having your individual particular experiences. I like to say you're God's opportunity to be something special and different and wonderful. From a science standpoint, you would think we live in this universal field of energy and information, and everything that exists is created out of that quantum field, and in that quantum field things take shape and line up by being formed and created out of and as part of that quantum field. So you are an individualized point of energy and information in the midst of and made of the very same stuff that quantum field is created. You're not separate in any way. Every breath you take, every moment that we exchange energy within this world, you do that as a oneness. You do that as part of something greater, something larger, something more. I used to say that we're the lumps in the tapioca. If you think of all creation as this tapioca pudding, and in it there's lumps, where the tapioca is formed into lumps, and that's what we are. So we're not individuals separated by something, but we are individuated beings, individuated from and out of and as part of that larger universal something. And as such, we carry within us, by our very nature, the ability and the urge. It's what some people call calling, but it's this internal urge to bring forward and bring forth something new, to create. It is our nature to want to create. It's the nature of this infinite from the first two declarations of principle. You see, it said, I believe in one God, one absolute power, and first cause to all things. And I believe this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. See, and that desire, that bringing forth, that showing up, is something of great necessity. It's in our bones. It's in our thoughts. It's in our being. All you have to do is watch a group of kids who don't yet know they can't do anything and see how they create and how much they create and what they do and how they bring it forward. And who we know ourselves to be and believe ourselves to be helps shape and bring forward that which we are creating and that which we desire to create. If we know ourselves to be helpless victims that have been overrun and walked on so many times that we cannot even imagine creating freedom, then that is what we experience. But even when you've experienced that, there's something in you pushing you for more. That's why we get angry. That's why we get frustrated. That's why we reach out for something different, something greater. It's our very nature to do that. Our Declaration of Principle guides us in a great deal of our work and the things we do. And this is one of the things that that Declaration says that we don't read every week, but it's there. You saw it a moment ago. We believe the ultimate goal of life to be a complete emancipation from all discord of every nature, and that this goal is sure to be attained by all. Wow. The ultimate goal of life. We said earlier, all it wants and all it asks is an opportunity to appear, and you're that opportunity. And yet it also has within it that goal that we will appear and be free, emancipated. That's an interesting term, and it has taken on so many meanings and so many different feelings and thoughts over the years. You know, we started this great experiment on July 4th and celebrated on July 4th with the Declaration of Independence from England. And there we declared that all men are created equal. And that was just the first step. Because later we figured out that all men who own property are more equal than others. And then somebody said, oh no, all men are created equal. So we started doing away with that. And then someone had the brilliance to recognize that freedom should not be limited to a particular group. So they brought freedom to fully bear by women having the vote, by African Americans being free in this country and no longer allowed to be slaves. That started with an Emancipation Declaration, which was a very limited document and only freed certain slaves in certain areas and states. And yet, because we have within us this push, this urge to create more and more and greater along the lines of love and freedom, a desire to express love, and love and freedom go hand in hand. Because of that, we've never been satisfied with any limitations placed on those ideas of emancipation, placed on those ideas of different power and freedom based on race, based on ethnicity, based on economics. Based on any of that, we have had within us something pushing towards a full expression of this idea that all people, and you know, there are movements now among us where people are saying it ain't just people, all sentient beings are created equal. Thomas Troward, one of the founders of this whole event, teaching, one of the influencers, talks in one of his books about the hierarchy of freedom, the hierarchy of power, the hierarchy of expression, and puts animals a little lower than humans. And in every class I've ever taught with that one, I get a room full of people, quite a few, who get very upset and very up in arms with the idea that animals are less than, and animals do not have sentient consciousness and awareness. It's always an interesting thing. Do you know who you are? Do you know who they are? All sentient beings. Patty Steele, who's on Facebook and talking to me on screen here. Absolutely. See, when we move to that, we're stepping into a global awareness, a larger than global, a universal awareness. Some years ago, I started declaring I'm a citizen of the universe. And it's interesting how things have opened up since then, just by having that vision. See, the way we create is internal. Creation is done inside. It's done in the vision. It's done in the thought. It's done in the imagining. Imagination is such a powerful tool for this creation. And it's in that imagining and that visioning within that we get the ideas and images and thoughts of what we want to do and where we want to go. And then we manufacture them by utilizing those things in our world already that we pull together and create or what looks like creation, but the real creation's already happened inside. Think of a painter painting. We have a wonderful painter on our board. And she gets an image, an idea, a feeling of what that should look like, of what a picture should be, of what an image. It may not even be complete when she starts a painting. But that creation of that vision of the painting, that idea of the painting, starts internally. And then the manufacture of it, putting paint to brush and brush to canvas, with the right size and the right strokes and the right combinations. I'm a pretty good artist with pen and pencil. Give me color and I'm lost. I have the vision of it, but I've never learned to manufacture it. And so we have to have this combination, this practice, this unification of our vision and our getting on with the doing of it. An early vision of independence and freedom, really short in the history of time, a very short period of time that we've been really bringing forward this consciousness of freedom, this consciousness of power and ability of each individual. And it's in that we started small. We started where we were. We started with what we knew. You know, there's been much made about the fact that their founding fathers, many of them had slaves and saw no problem with that. But despite that, they had the vision. They had the idea of freedom. They just hadn't learned all of its manifestations yet. And I don't know about you, but I get some ideas about freedom that turn out to be wonderful and fabulous, but they don't turn out to show up the way I thought they might. You know, last night was fireworks. I live in Tucker. I'm about four blocks from the ground zero of the Tucker fireworks show, and it was quite spectacular. Well, I decided I will exercise my freedom by staying at home. I don't want to get out in that big crowd. I don't like loud noises that much to start with. I never have from childhood on. I always put something in my ears. So I just stay home. And I exercise that freedom, and it was wonderful. I would never have thought of that as freedom. I would have thought freedom meant freedom to get out there in the middle of it all and to raise heck and to do all kinds of crazy stuff. That's what freedom's about. Well, it is about that. But it's also about the freedom to be here and quiet and with my family, and the freedom to choose whatever expression of life most resonates with me. So our beliefs, our declaration of principle keeps saying that all power is about life and love, and it exercises itself as love and expresses itself as love. I have another question for you. Do you know how long forever is? No, it's not how long this talk is going on. Do you know how long forever is? That was a question in a book called Mutant Message Down Under. And it was all the rage in the 80s, made its rounds. It's was a lot of debate as to whether it was a real story, a story that was factual, or a story that was fictional, and how much was which. But none of that mattered, because what mattered was these great spiritual truths that showed up. And one of them was that question. When one of the characters in the story said, you look at your watch all the time, but do you know how long forever is? I didn't realize in my 20s, my 30s, what a long game we're playing here, even in the very short span of a life. For everything seemed immediate in the moment. Got to do it now. Got to make it happen now. Got to have it this moment. Now that I've been around the sun a few times, I'm much more patient with the long game. I'm much more patient with seeing the vision of what is and can be and watching its unfolding and all of the back and forth and up and down that comes with that. See, we have a vision here with this center that we're not going back to anything. There's a lot of talk of getting back to normal. I don't know where that is. Last I checked, the only normal I know is the setting on my washing machine. And beyond that, it doesn't have too much meaning. But when I think about going forward into creating a new normal, a normal that, in the words of Science of Mind's vision, or the Center for Spiritual Living vision, a world that works for everyone. And that means really works for them, not that they put up with it because this is the best they know, but that really works for us, for all of us, whoever we are, wherever we land on the planet, wherever we started out, that there's a way. You know, we have enough resources. I heard a bit of a news thing yesterday, and it just kind of blew my mind. Apparently, a governor of, I forgot which state, Minnesota maybe? No, somewhere up north, some northern part of the state, you know, is sending troops down to the border to help protect the border. And one individual is paying for it. One individual. There is plenty of wealth in this country and around the world to take care of all the human need that there is. But we don't know who we are. And so we're reluctant. We think there's a lack of supply. We think there's not enough to go around. And so people hoard. And they try to use their monies to have power over others. When we have enough food, enough money, enough resources to take care of all of the humans on the planet, if we have the faith that there's always more where that came from, and if we have the stewardship to protect what is already there. Do you know how long forever is? Our planet's been here a long time, a lot longer than any of us can even imagine. And it will be here for many, many eons after us. And as life continues to unfold, and as life continues to go forward, and the good that God is creating in love as love continues to unfold, there may be many chapters and many iterations. You know what they say, when an old paradigm is on its last legs, the old paradigm of not enough, the old paradigm of I can only have my good by taking away yours or by controlling yours or manipulating yours. That old paradigm is dying, folks, but it's going out with a bang, where there's a whole lot going on right now in the world that looks like a digression, when in reality it is a move forward that allows those things to come up, to be seen, to be decided upon, and released. We also say in this teaching that the highest God and the innermost God is the one God. So it's not just that there's one God out there. It's that the God within here is the same one. So you're in it. You're living it. You're being it. And here's the good part. You ready? Because of who you are, as an individuation of that power, of that love, of that intense creative drive, you have the freedom to choose what you want it to be. You have the freedom to choose through your vision and your acceptance of those things that you really know you believe in your heart of hearts, and deciding, are they out of love or are they out of fear or are they from something else? And you are completely empowered to choose that life, which for you would bring greatest joy, greatest freedom, a greatest sense of peace, of harmony. That's the good news. You know, and this center, along with other centers like us all over the world, offer all kinds of tools. Tools to show you, tools that we can all develop and use even greater than we already do to bring that creation into its full expression through meditation, through prayer or spiritual mind treatment, through reading and understanding and getting deeper about what's really going on. You know, we are bombarded in social media and everywhere else with false news, with false ideas, with half-truths. And then we make choices based on those. But if we also take a spiritual practice of going deeper, finding the whole truth, finding the bigger truth, finding the broader truth, that's also out there and available as well. Forever is a long time, and quick fixes rarely match what really works. So we have the freedom to grow. We have the freedom to transform ourselves, our world. We have an abundant flow of prosperity always. That's that spiritual tool of gratitude where you start to look at, what do I really have? What am I really given? What an amazing world that we have this internet. How much gratitude can I build? Because the more gratitude I do, the more, in a sense, it's a prayer. It's a thank you. It's a recognition that this and more is what I want. Yeah. So, as we celebrate this 4th of July, we celebrate this grand experiment in freedom. This grand experiment in self-government, this grand experiment in recognition that individual people are as powerful and spiritual and knowledgeable as any group or power anywhere in the country, in the world. As we continue this grand experiment, it will take many turns. We don't yet know what the next chapter might be. And as we come out of this pause, this great pause that we've had for the last 18 months, and with a deep breath, we step forward into the future, like butterflies coming out of the chrysalis. We've had time to grow, to change, to dissolve, to rebuild ourselves. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to come out of the chrysalis looking like the same old caterpillar that went in. And in fact, I think it's impossible. Creation and creativity always moves forward. Spirit cannot move backwards. It's outside of its nature to do so. So I invite you to join me and join all of us in this world right now in celebrating the new and in celebrating the next and in many ways, celebrating the unknown. It will become known when you create it. That is our truth. And so it is. Now we're going to hear from one of our board members, Vance, who is also our techno guy extraordinaire. So talk to us, Vance.
Audio, there we go. turn on the audio. Thanks. Bob, thank you for an awesome talk on this great Independence Day. Freedom, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the ability to create and live. And so in that, I know that we have an abundance mentality, that the center is active, growing, and expanding online all around the world because of all the connection that we've got now that we didn't used to have. So we're looking forward to getting back together. And I'm going to read the affirmation of life, and you can read it with me as it comes up on the screen. No, the prosperity. Yeah, there we go. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. You've got a couple of ways to donate. Donate on the website, www.cslmidtown.org/donate. And we look forward to that because we are a prosperous center. Now we've got some announcements for what's coming up this week and a little bit in the future. So the July theme is called Pulled by Vision. This coming Sunday, is your commitment greater than your resistance? Dr. Bob Dean. And today, after the service, come back onto the Zoom or join us on Zoom if you're watching on another platform. And we're going to celebrate everybody's birthdays for July and have a discussion about the talk. So that's right after the service. And mark your calendar for this upcoming event. We're going to be at 26 Thai Restaurant on July 25th, 5 to 7. Watch the email for that on the newsletter and on the website. We'll have a link to sign up and register for that. So put that on your calendar, and we look to see everybody that's coming out for that. On Tuesdays, we've got a spiritual empowerment session from 12 to 12:30. It's just a midweek check-in. It's a good place if you've got anything going on or you want to discuss something. That's a great place to check in. Share on the Facebook broadcast, our live chat. Share this out to more people. And subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're on YouTube now. That's growing, and we're getting more people on there. And if for some reason you're not receiving our newsletter, you can either register on the website or send an email to info@cslmidtown.org. And something awesome that we do, and I know we've got a good core group of people there, is the Sunday morning discussion group at 10 a.m. You can join on the Zoom meeting, and where you're going through 365 Science of Mind, a year of daily wisdom by Ernest Holmes. That's a great book. I read that every day. Helps start my morning off and have a great day. And if you've got something going on in your life that you need help with, that you can't seem to overcome on your own, reach out to a practitioner. We've got licensed practitioners that have been through extensive training, practical work, understanding how to create a difference in consciousness. And we're all here ready to help you with that. So you can do that on the website, cslmidtown.org, and there's a treatment-prayer-request link, or you can see that off the main homepage. But they work, they help, and it's an awesome thing. So I'm going to hand it off back to Dr. Bob to finish out with our affirmation of life. See you, everybody.
Thank you, Vance. So join me, if you will, in the affirmation of life. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Thank you for being here, everyone. We look forward to seeing you again next week.